The first free webmail email services started in 1996. Hey, do you remember Hotmail and Rocketmail? My friend Gary still uses Hotmail. Hi, Craig Peterson here with a blink into using webmail securely. Today, the most popular webmail service is Gmail, followed by Outlook.com. They both offer free tiers and various paid tiers, including some that have security. Remember, free does not mean free. You're paying for it with a lack of privacy because you are the product. These free email services are mining your emails, looking to develop data that they can sell to advertisers, political campaigns, and even governments. Although free email services are convenient for sending personal correspondence, you should not use them to send messages containing sensitive or business information. We do know that hackers spent months with full access to Outlook, Hotmail, and MSN email accounts. They also got in through Microsoft's customer support platform. Although these web email services may make it convenient to access your account from any computer anywhere, make sure that the account is going to be available when you want to access it. And when possible, always use multi-factor authentication. To find out more about using webmail, visit craigpeterson.com/email.